This is Razia Iqbal with NewsHour from the BBC World Service. Now, Facebook says it has discovered a campaign to promote divisive social and political messages on its network that probably had Russian financial backing. The company said $100,000 was spent on ads that directed readers to fake accounts it believes were created by a pro-Kremlin group. It said it was sharing the evidence with the US Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, who is running an inquiry into alleged Russian interference into last year's presidential election. Let's speak to Carol Cadwallader, who is of the Guardian and Observer newspaper here in the UK. She investigates the use of data to subvert democratic processes. Carol, just tell us about the kind of scale of this, of the data to subvert democratic process. I mean, is this something that has taken people by surprise and has been going on for some time?
I think what's sort of really incredible about this is the fact that it's actually agencies in Russia which are just directly buying advertisements on Facebook. So it's a sort of remarkable thing, really, that a foreign entity allied to a foreign government can simply buy advertisements to impact voters in a country elsewhere. And so it's kind of incredibly straightforward in a sense, but yet the fact is that it's only because Facebook's been compelled to go and look for this evidence and turn it over to US investigators that we're now finding this out.
So are you surprised by Facebook's admission? I mean, they obviously have come under pressure to do this, but this has been an internal inquiry.
Well, this is that the whole point about it is that Facebook initially, and we know that Mark Zuckerberg statement immediately after the US election, you know, this had nothing to do with fake news. This had nothing to do with Facebook. And they've rowed back from that. But still, at the same time, they've resisted calls to actually tell us what they know. You know, we know, for example, that before the French election, they went and they suspended 30,000 fake accounts. So we know that those accounts are out there. We know they're doing propaganda work, but we didn't know the extent of it. And we had nowhere finding out, because the whole thing about these technology platforms is that they're private, they're proprietary, they're black boxes, and there's no way for anybody else to find out what's going on inside them.
Okay, so I mean, $100,000 spent on 3,000 ads, it doesn't sound like a huge amount of money in advertising terms. Is it significant that we don't know from Facebook how many clicks there were and how many then went onto the sites?
It's really significant. There's lots of things which are, I mean, there's so much more that Facebook could tell us. They could tell us what those advertisements were, for example. They haven't released that. And also, for all we know, this is really very likely to be the tip of an iceberg. I mean, this is accounts that Facebook were definitively able to pin to a troll farm in Russia. There's all sorts of other grey accounts, stuff which is suspicious, but they're not sure about. And the fact that, you know, outside researchers aren't able to look at this data, aren't able to assess it, is really problematic. And it's really only because they've been compelled by these congressional committees in the US that we've even found out this one. And being based in Britain myself and investigating what happened here during the referendum, a result which has really benefited Russia, then I'm really keen to know, were the same things happening during Brexit? But in Britain, we've got no equivalent committee or FBI investigation to ask Facebook those questions. And that's the thing that I'm trying to sort of to push into the limelight more, and to have people and politicians asking more questions.
Just very briefly, Carol, I mean, political groups will always try and get voters to see their points of view. What's the difference between legitimate campaigning and this unethical manipulation? Some might completely define it in that way.
Well, this one's very straightforward, which is we don't allow foreign spending in our national elections. We don't allow it. The US doesn't allow it. I'm pretty sure that most other countries don't allow it. So, but yet this is a completely straightforward, legal, legitimate, easy mechanism for any foreign power to interfere in another country's sovereign democracy. So, there's lots of grey areas in this debate, but this isn't grey. This does seem very black and white.
Carol Cadwallader of the Guardian and Observer newspaper, thanks for joining us.